The role of the Blessed Mother, or the Mother of God, or the Blessed Virgin, as she is variously called in Catholic terminology, is a very central role, of course, in the whole of Catholic vision, and this itself presents something of a riddle or a puzzle to Christians who are not Catholic, because Our Lady has so few lines, you might say, in the script in the New Testament, other than the scenes surrounding the Nativity and one or two other scenes. There is nothing about her. We know nothing about her childhood. We know nothing about the 30 silent years at Nazareth. We get one glimpse of her and St. Joseph going to the temple with Jesus when he was 12. But she's almost invisible, and that itself is a big cue or a big clue to the Catholic apprehension of who and what Our Lady is. A very famous book was entitled A Woman Wrapped in Silence, and everyone knows the Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, which says, how silently the wondrous gift is given, so God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. And Mary was the one who participated most intimately with the Godhead in this drama. And it was not a drama like the dramas that your Caesars or your Napoleons or your Genghis Khans laid on, with thousands of marching feet and flashing swords and epaulettes and trumpets and so on. It was a drama that was extremely inauspicious, apparently, in back streets, in jerkwater towns, in unimportant provinces of the Roman Empire, and yet this was God himself coming into our midst, and Our Lady really is the centrally symbolic or archetypal figure in that drama. Her very silence is a sign of her receptivity, her fidelity, and her immediate and obedient responsiveness to the approaches of God. The main thing she says to us, she teaches us to say, be it done unto me according to thy word. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. That's Our Lady's message, and it's not as though she has to have thousands of lines in order to make her point.
For more insights from Dr. Thomas Howard, join him for his series, Treasures of Catholicism, here on EWTN.